A year-round medication drop box program is being implemented on the Big Island, Maui, Oahu, and Kauai. The statewide Public Safety and Public Health Initiative will provide a convenient way for residents to drop off unused medications. Lieutenant Governor Doug Chin, the former state attorney general, says it was mandated by the state legislature last year and is being implemented 6 months early.
Each drop box, it's made of 14-gauge powder-coated steel. It weighs 150 pounds. Once each county department designates a location for the drop box, they're bolted into place and have been installed in 9 different locations across the state.
The drop boxes are part of a $2 million federal grant program over the next 2 years that will increase to $4 million after 2020. It's aimed at prescription opioid medications. Department of Health Director Bruce Anderson.
There are more than 115 people per day that die from opioid overdoses in the United States. In Hawaii, we have approximately 80 people per year who die from prescription opioids. This last year, there was a decline in the number of opioid deaths, and it's probably attributable to the aggressive actions the state has taken to try to get this crisis under control.
The Federal Drug Enforcement Administration conducts a medication take-back program twice a year, and the local year-round collection will add to that effort. Maui Police Chief Tivoli Fa'aumu.
Well, this year alone, during the take-back program, we had boxed up 17 boxes, total weight of 224 pounds of medicine that we ship to the narcotic enforcement for proper disposal.
The Big Island has 3 drop boxes at police stations in Hilo, Pahoa, and Kona. Kauai has 1 drop box located at the Lihue Police Station, and the first one on Oahu is at the State Narcotics Enforcement Division on Koapaka Street. Lieutenant Governor Chin says more will be added as locations are identified by law enforcement.
This program keeps unused medication out of the wrong hands. It keeps it away from children or from teenagers or from others who should not be using these unused medications. This program will also help deter the public from discarding expired medicine in the trash or down the toilet, which pollutes the environment and pollutes our water supply.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.